Remember yesterday, if you were listening, I was talking about love to the lovely Shan Lloyd, who's sadly no longer with her husband, and she's now dating using one of her favourite websites and is being particularly lucky in love and full of the joys of spring. But somewhere along the way during the conversation, we heard about a professional matchmaker. Now, I thought professional matchmakers were really people of fiction who belong to Listunvarna, and maybe if you went to Listunvarna in the summer, you could get yourself a wife. Or if you went looking for a husband, maybe you could get yourself a husband. But no, apparently there is such a thing, alive and well in County Tyrone, a professional matchmaker. And it's incredibly professional because I've looked at the website. It's Claire Hughes. Claire, good morning.
Good morning, Frank.
Claire, I am shocked, if you don't mind me saying, to think that in 2017, there are people who are, and by the name professional, it suggests people are paying for the service, that there are people who are so in need of guidance and assistance to find a partner that they have to hire a professional.
Yes, Frank, I can honestly tell you I was probably surprised as well. I never would have thought that I would have been doing this. I'm actually a retired bank manager. So I've been a relationship banker looking after people's finances, and I would never have dreamt that I would be in a situation where I'm looking after that most other private side of their lives, which is their love lives. But I suppose how it came about was my 35-year-old single friend had come out of a long relationship and basically was explaining to me how difficult it was to meet some people. I was really surprised to hear that. I thought at 35 years of age, the world was your oyster. But she explained that she felt she was too old for bars. She had very few people to go out with, single people, because a lot of her friends were in relationships. And also, she was a very professional person, so did not want to publicly put her photograph and profile online. And when I started to talk to a lot of other unattached people, I started to get the same story, and I realised that there was a gap in the market for something. And I hear you saying the word professional means that you pay money. Yes, that certainly is a meaning for a professional, but my take on professional is that we are an accredited matchmaking company. We have been certified by the Association of British Introduction Agencies and also the Matchmaker Academy UK. So that's how it started.
See, I'm amazed. A Matchmaker Academy UK. I honestly didn't realise that matchmaking existed in the modern age. I really thought it was something from the distant past or a joke festival in Listunvarna. How does it work? Let's presume I'm single, I'm in my 50s, and I want to find a female partner. Now, I would imagine that I would go to pubs on the Lisburn Road. I don't really know where to go. Maybe it's, you know, country and western dances up the country. But my first port of call would be to go out and to enjoy myself. So I presume your friends have tried that, or your clients have tried that, and they've now given up and they've gone for the option of hiring your service. So I'm now about to spend my money. What will you provide me with?
Right, well, the best way that I can compare it to, Frank, is like a very good recruitment company. If you take, you know, let's say Moy Park wants a financial director. They will use a good recruitment company. Why do they do that? Because it saves them an awful lot of time, and it significantly increases their chances of getting the right person for the job, because that recruitment company will have a lot of people on their books that may be suitable already for that post, and also that they will advertise. They will go through a lot of random applications, and that's exactly what I do, only that that my employer in this case is the person that is saying to me, I have a vacancy in my life and I don't have time possibly to go out to those pubs. Maybe I have nobody to go out with. Maybe I'm daunted by going up to, you know, ladies, to break into a group of ladies. So it's like, it's almost a wee bit like hiring a personal trainer. We all know how to keep fit. We all have running machines and whatever. But sometimes when somebody has got your interest at heart and they're working with you and for you, it significantly increases it. So what do? You get onto our website, as you've said. There's a contact form and you fill that in, and then we give you access to a detailed questionnaire. And that's where it starts. But we meet, this is not online dating, there's nothing public about this. So when you make an application, we go through your questionnaire, and then if we decide that you're really, really interested in a long-term relationship, we'll agree to meet you and go through it. But Frank, it's not for everybody, and everybody's not for us. I mean, what we do is we make sure that people are emotionally ready for a relationship, and also that they're serious. This is not about one-night stands. I mean, that's what Tinder and Plenty of Fish and a lot of things. I'm not saying that you can't get a good relationship out of that, but a lot of our clients are telling us that they're finding that people are just more for, you know, quick, casual nights out, whereas this is people who are genuinely saying, I want companionship, I want friendship, I maybe want marriage, I maybe want a family. So that's where it goes.
Right, so I've now applied and I'm looking for a woman maybe from mid-40s through to mid-50s. Do you have many available?
Yes, well, I started the business as an events company for unattached people. And then it was actually a man who said to me, do you know, these events are fine, but I am too shy. I'm not confident enough to walk into it. I would like you to do something more private and confidential for me. And at that stage, like Frank, I'm a happily married woman, and I was going, I want nothing to do with the dating scene. And the reason I didn't want anything to do with the dating scene is what I saw going on, I didn't like. I had seen documentaries on television about online dating. I thought a lot of it was tacky, a lot of it was about one-night stands, but also the fear of scams that's going on at the minute. There's people, you know, that's been bribed, people, you know, that are false identities, married men pretending they're single, people saying that they're a certain age and they're not, people describing themselves or giving old photographs where they look very attractive, and when the people go out to meet them, they don't look anything like what they were. So that's why, you know, I was actually, as I said, I stepped back from this, but it was only everywhere I went, I kept hearing the same story, and that's when I started to research it. And that's why, you know, as you said, I didn't know that there was a Matchmaker Academy existed.
But you still haven't answered my question. Do you have many women mid-40s?
Oh, good, yeah.
To mid-50s?
I mean, in fact, Frank, the this is the problem. We have so many women. So, I mean, I can honestly say to you that, you know, I would ideally love men, particularly in the age range 50 to 65, because what tends to happen is women are very more open to this. Men tend to stay a step back, but I can honestly tell you that the most successful matches are usually the men that come on, because when I get talking to them, as I said, in my banking career, I've been used to talking to businessmen about private and confidential things, and they always used to say to me, I'm telling you things I wouldn't even tell my wife. When I get round their confidence levels and I assure them that I am going to match them with somebody that, you know, matches their profile. And this is all about people's interests, people's core values, and what it is that they want in a partner. So, yeah.
So I mean, they explain to you what they want in the partner. The other women have explained what they want. The other men explain. You've got a melting pot of passion there where people are looking for partners. And eventually you decide, right, Frank would be best matched with, you know, Lady Z or whoever. So I'm now about to be given the keys to the kingdom. You're going to link me up with Lady Z. But hold on, I'm getting excited now. I'm getting excited because I'm going to be in the company of a woman that I haven't the ability to get without your assistance.
Well,
what's it going to cost me?
Yes, this is, of course it's going to cost you. It is a business, but is it a cost or is it an investment, Frank? You know, as one lady said.
Oh, you're such a bank manager.
Yeah, well let me explain to you. Let me explain to you what I mean. As one girl said to me, she spends at least £100 every weekend going out by the time she dresses up and goes to the hairdressers, gets a taxi, and very often she comes home alone. Or very often she comes home with, and I use her words, not mine, wasters, people who do not share her objective of a real relationship. So as she said to me, I spend £5,000 a year minimum. I am still single and I cannot meet the man that I want to meet. So instead, she takes the decision, is she going to invest in her future happiness? Now, she can do one of two things. She can be on my books for £100, which basically we do not guarantee matches, but it's like putting your CV into that recruitment agency. In other words, there's a profile and all there, and you are available as a match. Alternative, that's a very passive role, though. If you want me to take action for you, okay, there's a couple of choices. You can be a gold member, which is guaranteeing you four introductions, which will cost you £795. Or alternatively, there is a bespoke arrangement that, you know, we're doing a bronze package at the minute, which is £495. Now, for that, you're getting a profile.
So just let me stop. Yeah, let me stop you there. For one of them, it's £200 a date. You're guaranteed.
It's £150 a date, because what it works out with. What it really works out with is that there's £195 of that active package as a registration fee. Okay, so that bit is
yeah, but
not,
you still have to spend. Keep it round figures. You're a bank manager.
£800.
You confuse me. Spending £800. I'm going to get four goes at it.
Yes.
Okay. Yes. Now let's say the first match. Oh wow! I'm in love. Do I get £600 back?
No, but you're happily, you have got what you come on to be. You can suspend for up to 3 months to make sure that that's the lady for you. And one man said to me, he said, would I get a refund? And I said, if I told you now that I could find you the woman of your dreams for £800, would you be happy? And he said, I'd be delighted.
If you get four dates and no bingo at the end of it.
Yeah, uh-huh.
You've wasted £800, haven't you?
Well, put it like this. As one lady wrote to us and she said, you didn't find me love and chemistry, but she said, you helped me find myself. I haven't been dating, she said, since my marriage broke up 5 years ago. This gave me a purpose to get dressed up at night, to go out in male company again. And she said, I have enjoyed the experience. That was her testimonial. As I said, we can't promise love and chemistry. God, I'd be a very rich woman if I could. But all I can say is it does work. We now have seven couples that are going for over a year. Actually, one of those just rang yesterday to sort of say they wanted to find out the date that they had their first date. So it does work, but it doesn't work for everybody. We can only do our very best to try to facilitate a compatible match. Sometimes it works. Sometimes it doesn't, but we've only.
That's honest. That's fair.
Yeah,
Claire, I'm almost out of time on it because I'm here at the castle at the Irish Game Fair and Fine Food Festival, and I can see people all around me who would be maybe customers of yours. I've got a few friends. I am going to convince them that you are not the Last Chance Saloon. You are the first ray of hope. Is that fair enough for me to say? Claire, you know what I really appreciate? I've had this conversation for 15 minutes with you about your dating agency, your matchmaking facility, and not once did you name your company or your website. I'm more than happy for you to tell us the name of it if people want to find out more.
Okay. The name of my company is Soiree Society. Soiree is a French word for an elegant night out. Also, the logo that I use is a phoenix. It's red, it's vibrant, and a phoenix to me is all about rejuvenation and a new start, a new dawn, and that's what a lot of people that come onto my books are looking for. So Soiree Society, the website's www.soireesocietyni.co.uk.
Claire, great speaking to you, and if someone goes on and finds love, I want them to come back to me and explain to me that I was the trigger for their happiness. If they go on and they spend £800 and they get nothing more than a peck on the cheek, come back to me, but I can't get you a refund.
Frank, you and I will be at the top table at their wedding, okay?
Listen, I tell you, I'll go on that date with you, okay? Thank you.
Lovely to talk to you. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thank you, Claire. Claire Hughes from the Soiree Society, a real matchmaking facility based not in Los Angeles, but in County Tyrone. This is the Frank Mitchell phone-in. Good morning.